Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom.
It's day three of our literature unit, where we focus in on the major themes, some of the messages that are in our book that we've been talking about, which is called Artemis Fowl, Old Fairy Tales Get a Modern Twist, and our author we learned more about in our previous program, whose name is Owen Colfer. And Owen is Irish, so he's used a lot of his background to write this particular series of books, Artemis Fowl. Remember, there are eight in the series. It's not just one book. So if you love the first one, great. You could stop there, or you could keep going. I think most people I know, if they really like the first book, they continue to read all the sequels because they like the characters and the kind of message it has. So we're going to talk about that today, aren't we?
We certainly are. And today, for the third part of our literature unit for this month, we again are going to talk about the themes and ideas in our featured work of literature, Fowl. What's his name?
Artemis Fowl.
Artemis Fowl. Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's get to it. Let's read through the entire contents right now. The major themes in Artemis Fowl are greed, racial conflict, and the struggle between good and evil. To the book's fairies, greed is the defining trait of humankind. Years before Artemis's story begins, humans' greed forced fairies to retreat underground and live there in secret. Indeed, Artemis's primary motivation for his criminal actions is his own intense and selfish desires. His greed is not just for money, but also status, which he plans to gain by controlling fairies. Besides wanting to cheat the fairies out of their gold, Artemis sees an opportunity to make a fortune by selling fairy technology to human industries. The racial conflict in the novel has several layers. There's a tension between fairies, who refer to themselves as the people, and humans, whom the fairies call mud people. Fairies want to avoid exploitation by humans, since that would eventually lead to a war between the two worlds. Yet there is also conflict between different fairy races. For example, the elite leprechaun unit is mostly made up of a fairy race known as elves. Dwarves, however, are considered lower class creatures in the book. Many are locked in the underground fairy prison, and Mulch claims that his criminal behavior is part of his dwarf nature. Morality plays a big role in the story, too. Both humans and fairies make questionable moral choices in the story. The leprechaun team is willing to sacrifice human lives to save Holly and retain their gold. It's also clear that Artemis cares little about what's right or moral. He does, however, give up half of the gold to save his mother, and therefore shows a sense of compassion.
Okay, let's dive in, guys. We're going to talk about some of the major themes in Artemis Fowl. Some of them have to do with greed. Greed is when somebody wants everything for themselves. You know, they could be greedy because they want money. They could be greedy because maybe your mom made a batch of cookies and one of your brothers or sisters was greedy and ate them all. They didn't share. So if you're greedy and you show greed, which is the noun form, it just means you take more than your fair share and you're very selfish. You could want wealth, power, or like I said, food. I grew up with a big family, and we had to be very fair when we divided up the favorite kinds of dishes we had. Mom would always give us all the same amount. But someone was always a little greedy and would take more than their fair share. What does racial conflict mean, Tom?
Racial conflict, conflict between different races. Mm. Nowadays, of course, the most common racial conflict we hear about is the black and white racial conflict in the United States. but there are other ones in different parts of the world, Latinos versus white people or whatever. I'm not going to get into too many details here. But in this book, though, we've got different kinds of races in terms of humans and fairies and elves and dwarves and stuff. And they have conflicts because they're different people. And, you know, one race of people thinks they're better than the other, etc. So, yes, these are the themes about greed. Remember, greed is good. Greed is right, as Mr. Gecko said in that
movie. That's not true.
Well, that was the line from that movie, just for reference. And yes, we've got
some... Oh, what movie was that?
Wall Street.
Right.
Yeah, with Michael Douglas. But
right.
In any case, that's one of the themes here, greed. Also, racial conflict and the struggle between good and evil. And a lot of people say that, hey, if good and evil are left to fight it out, good will always prevail.
Hopefully. So to the book's fairies, greed is the defining trait of humankind. So they're talking about us, guys. We're humankind, and they feel like, you know, if there was one thing that was very characteristic of humans, is that they're greedy. A defining trait. So it's something that really sets you apart. What's your defining trait? I have a friend, and I would say her defining trait is kindness. She's just so kind. But unfortunately, the fairies don't think very well of the humans. And they think that we're all greedy. That really is who we are. So years before Artemis's story begins, humans' greed forced fairies to retreat underground. Ah, that's why they think that humans are greedy. So at one point in history, back in the past, they had to go underground and live there in secret. To retreat means to go back or to withdraw. We often use it when we're talking about a battle or a war. The side that's winning never retreats. They keep going forward. But the side that's losing, sometimes they keep going backwards, trying to save themselves. They're retreating. So it's to move back or withdraw.
That's right. So during the Korean War, of course, when China invaded, the Americans had to retreat. They had to go backwards because there were just too many people coming.
Yeah.
And they would have got slaughtered if they stayed there. So they had to back off. They had to retreat. In this particular case, humans are greedy. So the fairies had no choice but to retreat underground and live there in secret so the greedy humans could not find them. Remember, the humans wanted to take advantage of the fairies because they had special powers and humans were greedy. They wanted more power. Indeed, Artemis's primary motivation for his criminal actions is his own intense and selfish desires. So indeed, Artemis is the main character in the story and his motivation, the reason he does what he does, that's the motivation here. The reason why he does these criminal actions is because he has this great greed. He has these selfish desires. I want more. The reason you get something is because you want something else after that. You just, you know, it's always gimme, 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 get, get, get.
I haven't heard gimme, gimme, gimme for a while. Parents will often say that about their kids. Sometimes if parents take their kids to a store, the first thing the kids do, they start grabbing things they want mom or dad to buy. And I remember my mom saying that to me. You're just gimme, gimme, gimme all the time. So I wanted to say motivation is the noun form. The verb is to motivate. So you might ask someone, what motivates you to do so well? What motivates you to get high grades in class? Or what motivates you to practice every day, to practice the piano every day?
Or what motivated you to come to Taiwan? Uh-huh. What was your motivation to come
reason.
To Taiwan? Yeah,
sure.
I get asked that question all the time.
Yeah.
And guess what? I'm not going to answer it now. You'll have to write me a letter and ask me that question separately. But indeed, he's got this motivation. It's because he's so greedy.
Yeah. His greed is not just for money, but also status. Your status is kind of your position in society. You know, are you considered to be in the upper class, the middle class, the lower class? He wants to not only increase his power, but he wants to increase his status. So he plans to do this by controlling fairies. And remember, fairies have magic, which is very helpful for humans. We don't have magic, as you all know. And so having access to these fairies and being able to control them and use them. Remember, we learned that phrase, to take advantage of somebody. He wants to take advantage of the fairies for his own pursuit. So he wants things that have nothing to do with those fairies. He wants power, probably a lot more money, and he wants high social status.
Right, and besides wanting to cheat the fairies out of their gold, Artemis sees an opportunity to make a fortune by selling fairy technology to human industries. Ooh, he's taking advantage of them.
Yeah.
Notice here we've got this phrase, to cheat someone out of something. That means you basically want to get something that they have by crooked means. To cheat someone out of something. Cheat out, that's a verb phrase here. You know, if you get phone calls, someone's trying to cheat you out of your money. They're trying to get you to, you know, wire your money to their account so they can give you their kidnapped son back or something like that.
Yeah, they're definitely trying to cheat you out of something. So he sees an opportunity, though, to make a fortune by selling whatever technology these fairies have. It sounds kind of cool. So moving on to the second paragraph, it says, the racial conflict in the novel has several layers. So sometimes we talk about things in layers. If it goes really deep and you explore something very thoroughly, it might have a more of it has a deep layer to it. Sometimes they just talk about surface issues. You'll hear that phrase sometimes when they just talk about something briefly and they move on. Well, the racial conflict in the novel has lots of different layers. So we're going to go on to talk about all the different types of conflict between the races. But right now, we're going to take a quick break and listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 今天要来看一下这本书里面有重要的三个主题，分别是 greed, 贪婪，种族冲突 racial conflict, 以及善跟恶之间的挣扎 the struggle between good and evil. 首先来看到贪婪这个特点，在第一段中间的句子提到 Years before Artemis's story begins, humans' greed forced fairies to retreat underground and live there in secret. 其实呢，就在这个故事开始的数年前，人类的 greed贪婪呢，就迫使着精灵撤退到了地底下，并且偷偷的住在那里 in secret。而 retreat 这个动词则是有退避或者是躲避的意思。举例来说，我不会躲避我承诺的义务，你就可以说 I will not retreat from my commitments。而这些精灵到了地底下，主要就是因为人类的贪婪。在故事里面也提到 Artemis 想要骗取精灵的黄金，所以在第一段的最后一句提到 Besides wanting to cheat the fairies out of their gold, Artemis sees an opportunity to make a fortune by selling fairy technology to human industries. 除了想要骗到黄金之外，主角 Artemis 还看到了要借由把这个精灵科技卖给人类的产业能够致富 make a fortune. 首先来看到 cheat somebody out of something, 也就是有欺骗、榨取某人什么东西的意思。举例来说，他们骗取了老妇人的房屋跟钱财，你就可以说 They cheated the old woman out of her house and money. 而 Artemis 还想要借由把精灵科技 Fairy technology 卖给人类，能够 make a fortune。 在这里的 make a fortune 也就是赚大钱的意思。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Oh. Okay, now where we left off, we were talking about the racial conflict in the novel, and it has several layers. It's approached from different perspectives. It has different aspects. There's a tension between fairies, who refer to themselves as the people, and humans, whom the fairies call mud people. So that's one conflict there, the conflict between the fairies and the humans. There's tension there. Tension just means there's a conflict. It means they're nervous around each other, and they could probably easily start fighting and arguing about this. You often feel tension between different groups of different races, say, in the United States. There's tension between blacks and whites because of, is it the Me Too movement or Black Lives Matter or something? There's tension there. In this particular case, there's tension between the fairies and the humans. Now, the fairies refer to themselves as the people, and then the humans, whom the fairies refer to as mud people. So the fairies call themselves the people, but they call the humans mud people. And of course, those are different terms. So I guess when you start calling each other different names, then you've got racial tension.
Yeah. They definitely have tension here between the fairies and the humans. I would really like to know why the fairies call the humans mud people, because it's the fairies who are living underground, and I would think that would be a name for them. But once you start calling different groups of people names, it's not a good thing. We should not be calling each other names. So I think that's one of the reasons why Owen Colfer writes about this, because he's trying to help these young adults learn that this doesn't help things when you start pointing at people who are different from you and calling them names.
But in any case here, back to the story, fairies want to avoid exploitation by humans, since that would eventually lead to a war between the two worlds. So yes, you don't want to be exploited by someone, which means to be used by them, usually for selfish purposes.
Treated unfairly, right?
Exactly, yeah. And you're not going to really benefit from the situation. Mm. The other people will, so yes. Exploitation, like when people enslave people, you're exploiting those people, you're just using them, and they are suffering while you're enjoying your life. And they don't want to be exploited by the humans because there will be a war between them in the future. They want to avoid that.
Yet there's also a conflict between different fairy races. So even the fairies can't really get along with everyone. For example, we've got the elite leprechaun unit. Remember, they're part of the unit that Holly Short is in charge of. They're mostly made up of a fairy race known as the elves. The elves are very small people. We talked about that in day one. Now, the dwarves, however, they're also fairies. They're considered lower class creatures in the book. Yeah, once you start saying someone's, you know, upper class, middle class, lower class, we start having some problems. So the dwarves are considered by the elves to be kind of maybe uneducated. Maybe they use really bad language. Maybe they're dirty. Who knows? But the elves think they're better than the dwarves, but they're both groups in the fairy group of people, the fairy race, I should say.
And many of the dwarves are locked in the underground fairy prison.
Ah.
And Mulch claims that his criminal behavior is part of his dwarf nature. Remember, Mulch was introduced earlier in our summary. He was employed to dig into a building there. So he was also a dwarf, but he was a convicted criminal or something. So I guess that probably...
A thief,
right? So the elves would say, hey, look, see, there's Mulch. He was convicted. So the dwarves are lower class creatures, just like we said. So that's an example there of this racial conflict within the fairies themselves.
Yeah, Mulch is funny. He says, I can't help it. I can't help it that I'm a bad guy. I'm a criminal, or I'm a thief. It's part of my nature. I'm a dwarf. I can't control myself. That's what he's saying. He's kind of funny. Now, morality also plays a big role in the story, too. Morality refers to doing good things and bad things. It doesn't really always have something to do with the law. Could be legal, but it could be immoral. Morality usually involves principles tells people what kind of person you are, if you have any integrity. If you have an affair and you're married, yeah, you're not a very moral person. You're immoral, which is the opposite of moral. So morality, or this whole idea of having good principles, good behavior, it's a big part of the story.
That's right. Knowing what is right and what is wrong, that's what morality is. Both humans and fairies make questionable moral choices in the story. So basically, the main conflict is between the humans and the fairies. And so one says they're more moral than the other one, but then the other one says, no, it's us. We are the ones who are moral. But
yeah, they'd say something like, I'm a better person than you are, like that.
Exactly. But still, both of them make questionable moral choices.
Yeah.
They're both basically rotten to the core. The leprechaun team is willing to sacrifice human lives to save Holly and retain their gold. So, yes, you can sacrifice human lives, which means you give something up, basically, in order to get the gold.
So you kill them.
Yeah, so that means the leprechauns aren't very moral there. They're going to kill humans to get some gold. Even though the humans are mean to them still, it's wrong to kill somebody. You know, two wrongs don't make a right,
right,
you know, something like that. And to retain just means to keep something and not give it up.
I wanted to mention, if someone calls your actions or somebody else's actions questionable, it's not because they don't understand them. It means they are likely saying this person's doing something that's dishonorable or morally bad or not necessarily honest, right? So if you have someone who is making questionable choices, you kind of think they probably don't have a good reason for doing that. It's probably dishonest, immoral, yeah, questionable. Yeah, you'll hear that actually quite a bit out there. Oh, yeah, I don't think he should have done it. It's kind of questionable. So it's not, it doesn't look good. They probably have a bad reason for doing it. And the leprechaun team, wow, they're willing to just kill some humans to save Holly. Which is a little understandable, though. You know, she's part of them. They hate the humans. They want to keep their gold, too. So, yeah, everyone wants to hold on to their treasure, I'm sure.
Yeah, is it tit for tat? Well, they treated us badly, so we can treat them badly.
Yeah.
You know, why can't we? If he can do it, so can I, etc.
Right.
So all of that is questionable here, the humans and the fairies.
Yeah.
And it's also clear that Artemis cares little about what's right or moral. This is kind of an interesting story because the main character is actually Huai Dan. He's a bad egg.
He's
really terrible person, but he's like the protagonist of this story, and he doesn't care what's right or what's moral. He's greedy. He just wants his power and his money and his status, and he doesn't care how he gets it.
He does one good thing, though. He cares about his mom, so he's willing to give up half of the gold to save his mom, and therefore shows a sense of compassion. Yeah, you can see with this one act that he's not all bad. Some of the bad guys in movies or books, they're just all bad. I like it when they have a little good in them. I think it makes them more interesting. When you talk about this word compassion, it means you have feelings for people who are going through a hard time. You're sympathetic to them. You pity them. You show concern for the suffering of other people or the misfortunes of others. And he loves his mom. He wants to see her better.
Right, and so maybe there's hope for him after all.
Yes.
Maybe he'll convert to Christianity or something.
Maybe he'll be a good guy, you know, after all of these adventures.
He might turn over a new leaf change over.
We
never know. My goodness, you'll probably have to read the books to find out what happens to him if he becomes a good guy after all in the end. Okay, that brings us to the end of our discussion about the themes and ideas in our featured work of literature for this month, Artemis Fowl. It's time now to hear from our Chinese teacher.
而在第二段的主题呢，则是讲到种族的冲突 racial conflict. 第二段的第一个句子提到 There's a tension between fairies who refer to themselves as the people and humans, whom the fairies call mud people. 在这里看到两种的种族，精灵称自己为 the people, 称自己是人族，而呢，人类 humans 则是被精灵称之为 mud people， 也就是泥人族。我们来看一下 tension 这个字，指的是关系当中的紧张的状况。举例来说， She felt the tension as soon as she entered the room。她一进到房间就感觉到了这种紧张的氛围，而这样的 tension 呢，是在 fairies 跟人类之间，因为他们认为自己才是人，而人类呢则是 mud people。 后面继续提到 fairies want to avoid exploitation by humans since that would eventually lead to a war between the two worlds，因为精灵呢想要避免被人类利用，因为这样子最终会引起两个世界之间的战争。这里的 exploitation 指的就是剥削，动词 exploit 也是常看到的。举例来说， He is accused of exploiting child labor， 也就是指着他被指控剥削劳工。在第三段我们就要谈到 morality 道德，也就是善跟恶之间的挣扎。第三段的第三个句子提到 The leprechaun team is willing to sacrifice human lives to save Holly and retain their gold。 对于地底精英的侦察队，他们是愿意牺牲人类的性命来拯救冬青以及保护他们的黄金。Retain 在这里是有保留、保持的意思。举例来说，他对自己的学生时代保留着清晰的记忆，就可以说 She retains a clear memory of her school days。 而他们想要保住黄金，相对的是要牺牲人类的性命，这是一种道德上面的抉择。而对于 Artemis 来讲，在文章的最后一句提到 He does, however, give up half of the gold to save his mother and therefore shows a sense of compassion。 虽然很爱黄金，但是他到最后确实也放弃了一半的黄金，为了要拯救自己的母亲，因而展现出了他的同情心。在这里的 compassion 则是有同情、怜悯的意思。对某人表达同情，你可以说 to feel compassion 或者是 to show compassion for somebody。 举例来说， The nurse showed compassion for her patients， 也就是说那位护士呢十分的同情她的病人。 OK， 以上就是今天的课文讲解，谢谢收听。
That's it, guys. Thanks so much for joining us. We hope you'll give Artemis Fowl a shot. Pick up a copy, whether it's electronic or, you know, actually a paperback. I think it would probably be hard at this point to find a hardcover, hardback book here in Taiwan. But give it a shot. It sounds like a fun book. Also, if you read the book first, you'll really enjoy the movie when it comes out, too. For English Digest, I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom. Goodbye.
Bye.